Start now. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com. It is Sunday, December the 20th, 2020. And we got 202020. Interesting. And we're in the middle. Getting ready to have the winter solstice, which is human sacrifice by the Satanists worldwide. And I have Professor Joan with me. He's one of the top experts in the world when it comes to what they're doing. He also is a prayer warrior and has been doing this against them for years. Now, with that said, Joel, tell the people what the hell is going to happen tonight. Would you please?
Okay, let's give a little bit of a background of why we call it the winter solstice. This is the shortest day of the year and the longest night. And it's our European tradition is based upon the light. Most scholars agree, you know, that Jesus was not born during the Christmas, what we call the Christmas holidays. However, it is just as important because this is the night that the sun dies because it's the shortest day of the year and then arises. In other words, it's complementary towards what Jesus went into the grave and he overcame the sting of death and arose again on the third day. It is called the light. That is a tradition that has been with us for a long time. Now, what simply translated, what it means is there are what we call these ley lines all over the world, vertical and horizontal and angular. Like, for instance, what we call the Arcadian ley line, which extends itself all the way down to the Great Pyramid of the moon and the sun in Mexico, where the Aztecs did many, many sacrifices, and I guarantee you it is still going on now because Satanism is alive and well, and that means human sacrifice.
Now, you're speaking of ley lines. For the edification of the listeners, it means like the blood of the earth.
Let me give a further explanation so we understand a ley line. A ley line is just simply a electromagnetic line that exists on your body, and it also exists on the earth, and that is how we get this connection between the earth and us. One of the things that they do is to do sacrifices over ley lines. One of the places is Rose Valley and Arden, Delaware, and between those two little villages, which are satanic villages, strictly made for that, they do a ley line infusion with negative forces, if you want to call it. That is connected to the ley lines that are in your feet, and then that goes throughout your body. So this is the time of where we try to interfere with the calling of the blood of Jesus Christ to mitigate, to cease and desist the sacrifice of a human being. Now, we sometimes emphasize the old Navari, but I can guarantee you there are many other places that they do this. It's just not in one place, so we go through, the prayer warriors go throughout the world. We just don't go to one spot. You call upon and cease and desist. Stay the hand of the executioner through the blood of Almighty Jesus Christ. Spare the child that will be sacrificed. So the time for this go-round of the winter solstice is 2 a.m. your time, wherever it is, Eastern, Central, Pacific, 2 a.m. And so what we ask of everybody is to pray the blood, particularly between the hours of midnight to 3 a.m., which is the height, and in other words, the more power is exhibited at the time between 12 and 3 o'clock.
And you're saying pray the blood of Jesus Christ, that he pours his blood upon all this, correct?
That is correct. And if you go to Hebrews 9:13, it describes exactly what did Jesus do with his blood after his crucifixion. And Paul says that he took it into the Holy of Holies for our salvation. So you can call upon that if you are connected to Jesus Christ. So we have throughout Europe, the United States, these sacrifices, particularly of what we would call acupressure points. And because that's where they can have the greatest effect. So one of the places is the Old Navarre. It's not the only place. It's one of the places. And so we ask everybody between the hours of midnight to 3, a 3-hour vigil, stay up in a prayerful way, call upon the blood to stay the hand of the executioner. And that's kind of like the easiest introduction to being a prayer warrior.
Now,
go ahead, Stu.
One of the spooks I was in jail with was a super spook. I've mentioned him a lot, rather than exposing others in particular. But the things I've said about him, they're all true. What he told me. I remodeled his house for a year and lived in his house in the guest bedroom. It took me a year. He wanted to do everything to the house. I could only put about 40 hours a week into it. I learned so many things from Super Spook, and he was on the shift at the NSA at the time, folks, about 6 hours a day or four to six hours, depend. But he's sitting there monitoring everything with a computer from his home into the NSA. I tried one night, he was on the ship, I woke up, went out, smoked a cigarette, and came back in because I didn't smoke in the house. I came back in. I couldn't go to sleep. I started walking his office. He goes, "What do you want?" I said, "Well, what are you doing?" He says, "None of your business. You can't see this. This is national security." He says, "You're going to have to remain in the other room. What do you want?" I said, "I'll just check and see why you're up." He says, "I'm on shift." He did this. There was an incident that I'll give credit to Tom Hennigan about, because he was dating a French intelligence officer at one time. And he also was CIA, but he was assigned to Defense Intelligence under Leo Wanta. It's the reason they're trying to shake the government down, because they wanted their $3 million retirement. It's the reason I don't have anything to do with him anymore. But he did tell me the truth about one thing. There was a French airliner, I think around 2004 or 6 or something, was shot down over the Mediterranean or wherever the hell it was. And the French immediately retaliated. And he called me up about 11 o'clock at night. He says, "Hey, can you get a hold of your buddy Otis?" I said, and I wasn't there. I said, "Well, no, I won't call him this time of night." I said, "He's probably asleep, because I talked to him earlier today. And, you know, he didn't like to be woke up unless it's an emergency." He goes, "Well, the French are sending into the De Gaulle to blow a saucer base under the water. In the ocean, alien base, gonna blow it up with the USS De Gaulle, torpedo it to death with nuclear tipped missiles or torpedoes." I thought, "Fuck, what the fuck is he talking about? I'm not gonna call Otis, he's asleep." Well, I call him the next morning. He goes, "What do you want? I was up all night." I said, "Well, I didn't know that. I was on shift. I thought he was on the other shift." I said, "Well, Hennigan's got this wild story that the USS De Gaulle went in and torpedoed and killed 150 saucers in the ocean and was given credit to the French." He goes, "Well, what do you want to know about it?" I said, "Is it true?" He goes, "Well, yeah, but it wasn't 150 saucers, it was 10 saucers. And he says, "I called in because I was on shift, I was in charge. And I ordered the USS such and such to accompany it and blow the hell out of it too. We only got 10 saucers. He says, "I didn't even call the president and wake him up. That was Obama. Now, he had that kind of power. There's a recording of him talking about going to Bluffdale. I called him. The only time I ever recorded him was around 2012 or 13 because I thought I was going to get killed. And he had indicated they were after his ass. And it was Daddy Bush and that fucking satellite, Westar, that finally finished him off. But he sat and told me when he was William Casey's assistant, which Casey went against Bush's and was going to go to Congress and tell everybody everything he had done for Bush, which he was probably the one of the top super spooks that there was that could get things done, OSS, Casey. Otis was his direct assistant. And they took Casey before he went to testify. Bush took a needle while two goons held him down and stabbed him in his temple and caused him a cerebral hemorrhage. As he died for 10 or 14 days in Bethesda, with security underneath him and above him, floors closed, Otis was one of two, three people that were allowed to see him. Which then, that's why Otis told me they'd been stabbed in the head, because he told him he was. Now, he was running his mouth, apparently, for those days to the nurses and doctors about all the shit the Bushes did. Every nurse and doctor within 6 months were suicided. Either they shot themselves behind the ear, and some of them, oh, that wasn't good enough. I got a bad headache. I didn't kill myself, so let me shoot myself in the mouth with a different caliber, my .45, and the .22 went behind the ear. Or they were car crashed, rover type car crashes, which I've been through, and they were suicided. Like Joe Biden's first wife, he suicided with the second wife, who was the driver that suicided her. Now, Casey got killed, but Otis was his assistant. And there is on the radio bar a conversation with him I put up, I don't know, Joe, it's been a couple, 3 months ago, pretty significant about Bluffdale. Now, going out there, the six floors below ground, super beyond computers, as he described, with the alien base next to it on the south side. Runs to Richfield, Utah, from Bluffdale. That man told me, he says, I was ordered by Casey to get a signature. I had to have Bush's signature because he was in charge of national security. He was vice president of the United States. That's what they do. They're usually in charge of national security, folks. He had to have Bush's signature. He was put on a special flight, taken to Denver. He went through the Brown Palace Hotel, where he was instructed how to get there, through a little bar on there. There's kind of a tip pyramid corner of the Brown Palace. And it's called the Ship's Tavern, I believe it is. It's a bar in there. He's to go through there. There's three doors, a men's restroom, a woman's restroom, and another door. That door will be unlocked for you, Otis. He went through the door, goes through a tunnel over to the old Navari, which is an old whorehouse, where old casino whorehouse built in late 1800s that my ex-father-in-law, one of father-in-law to me and my ex-witch doctor's father, owned. Ann Schultz, the billionaire, has a loan company out of there and a fine art museum now. He took it over, the front for it. Milman was involved with a bunch of stolen paintings out of Europe for Nazis and the Jews. And they killed the Nazis and they ran off the paintings. Those old World War II paintings exist in the Smith, what do they call it, the something Institute, Smithsonian. Part of them are in the basement in the University of Wyoming, and part of them are in the old Navari that were stolen, that the Jews did not take, that Milman stole and hijacked. Thought I'd throw that out there, Joe. Now, in the old Navari, Otis says, Stu, I went to get an order signed. I knocked on the door in the tunnel. Some big goon about my size shows up. He's checking me out. I'm checking him out. He's searching me, all this other stuff. And he says, show me your ID. He showed him the ID. He says, stay here. He goes over to Daddy Bush. Daddy Bush comes back in his, you know, tall guy, same size as Otis, got his black hood and robe on, all the bullshit. He said, what's up, Otis? I have to have this order signed, sir, immediately. He said, where's it at? He hands it to him. He says, sir, you got to pull your hood back. I got to make sure it's you, sir. He pulled it back. He says, Otis, what you see in here right now, if you ever tell anybody, I will come kill you personally. Yes, sir. He gets the order and leaves. They were drinking the blood of an infant they had just sacrificed at the old Navari. This was in the 1980s. Pick it up from there, Joe. What do you know about the old Navari?
Okay, I think what we need to do is reemphasize, Stu, that Navari is not just the center. It's very important because there are some nodes, are each one of them is an important thing. The reason that Stu goes and talks about the Navari is because it was a personal experience between he and Otis, and it was an eyewitness to that. Yes, indeed, they do sacrifice people on the winter solstice and the summer solstice and full moons and new moons. It goes on all the time. So let's not take this too much further, Stu, because I have to get back to what I was doing.
Okay, but all throughout the planet tonight, give the significance of why people need to start praying all day long, because I'm going to get the show up immediately, why they need to be praying, and why they need to be praying specifically at periods of time, because they do this, folks. They do this human sacrifice. And they send, I think, just before my daughter was born, I've said it before, I had the devil in my bedroom, and in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, he was cast out of there. I still believe it was on the summer solstice. I look back at that time frame. But with that said, tonight is so significant because they are doing, by doing human sacrifice, they're gaining power through Satan, folks. All we have to do is ask Jesus Christ to pour his blood. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we pray. Pour his blood out with his worn angels upon this planet and put an end to everybody doing a human sacrifice and watch what happens to him. And ask God to bring him to salvation or get rid of him. We got to be serious about these time frames, because we are in the time frame. People think there's a rapture coming. I don't think so. We're going to switch a timeline. Those that believe in God, he'll bring you right into that new timeline where the rest of them are taking their shots or getting screwed to death by Satan. Joe, pick it up from there, please.
Okay, let's just do it a couple more minutes, Stu, because I got to get going to what I'm doing.
I do.
Just remember what Stu has said concerning that the sacrifices are real. Otis was his witness, and it involves the elite of the world. You cannot be a part of the elite unless you are part of that human sacrificial system.
I guarantee you, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of them be right there with Hildebeest doing the sacrifice and her lesbian lover. With that said, you want to take it to prayer, Joe?
Okay, dear Lord, we call upon the blood, we call upon the blood, we call upon the blood to stay the hand of the executioner anywhere in the world. And on this planet, under the planet, and on other planets, because it does take place. And one of the key components of that is the moon. And with that, we ask for you, Lord Yeshua, to stay the hand of the executioner. Amen.
In the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, I ask it to be done, Father, and I'm in agreement with Joe. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Joe. Amen.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.